sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour on this Friday, as usual, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield here on Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I appreciate you taking your homework assignment very seriously and preparing today's lesson plan accordingly. I asked you last week, what about President William McKinley? Tell us a little bit about him.
He was from Ohio. He was the last president to serve in the Civil War. He fought at the Battle of Antietam. He was a young man. He was a lawyer. He was elected. He was from Canton, Ohio. He was elected as a congressman. Eventually became well known for his promotion of tariffs. And did lose an election in 1890 because it was, as power shifts, lost his seat but was reelected. Defeated William Jennings Bryan for president in 1896. Was known as a man of high character. A lot of interesting things. He was a teacher earlier in his life. He had a very great memory. He could remember faces and names just after meeting somebody, which is very good for a politician. He was also known to be a savvy politician. He created a new alliance of Republicans, kind of brought some of the more progressive wing, but the pro-business wing. He was the last of the really, not the last, but after him came Teddy Roosevelt, and then Taft, and then Wilson, the true progressive. So he was a great maneuver. He maneuvered a lot. He was assassinated as by an anarchist. The guy just didn't believe in government at all. And when he died, one historian said that he probably was the most popular president ever when he died. I mean, everybody liked McKinley. And he was known for pushing through the Gold Standard Act. There was a big debate back in these days whether you should have the free coinage of silver or just go on a gold standard. During his administration, we went to a gold standard. And so he was very much pro-business, pro-protective tariff. It was during his administration that we fought the Spanish-American War, 1898. And there's a lot of interesting things about McKinley. I'm glad you – and it was really kind of providential. It was during his administration that America really expanded. There's always been this question, was America an imperialist nation? I mean, all of Europe was carving up parts of Africa and parts of the world, and we didn't much, but we did during the McKinley administration. I find it – as I was watching the President Trump the other day with his press conference when he said, we're going to take over Gaza, my jaw just dropped.
I know. I heard that. I was like, what? Thinking out of the box, eh?
Yeah, you did not see that coming. Who saw that coming?
Nobody saw that
one coming. Yeah. But it does kind of remind me of McKinley.
Yeah, a lot.
Back in those days, America would use its power. I mean, he said we're going to use our power. Even though he was how we got into the Spanish-American War was rather dubious. There was a ship in Havana Harbor in Cuba. It blew up. We don't know who exactly, and we blamed it on the Spanish because the Cubans were wanting their independence from Spain. And I'll take it up there after the break.
Sounds good. Perfect spot for a break. Yes, the third president assassinated after Abraham Lincoln in 1865 and James Garfield in 1881. Short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Pastor Chatfield is talking about President William McKinley. Kind of an interesting thing I saw here. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but this event that took place, the Temple of Music, the Pan American Exposition Center in Buffalo, New York, the date was September 6, 1901, 4:07 p.m. in the afternoon. And it was kind of interesting because one of his staffers, actually his chief of staff, had heard rumors about people wanting to assassinate him and wanted to cancel the event. Secretary to the President George Cordeleau feared an assassination attempt would take place during the visit. He took it off the schedule twice, but McKinley restored it. He also was very reluctant to take security, and he often wanted to work the crowd and shake hands. He actually reached out to shake the hand of this Leon Kozlowskaz, the anarchist you spoke about. And one shot nearly nicked him, but the other one went right into the abdomen. They never found the bullet, .32 caliber revolver. And actually, he was doing better, but on September 13th, gangrene infection set in. And that's ultimately what killed him the next day. But that event created through Congress the Secret Service. I don't know if you knew that or
right.
not.
Right. Yes. Yes, I did.
Well,
yes.
Good for you. You passed yes. with an A then. Okay. Continue, Professor.
Well, and they couldn't find the bullet.
No.
Lots of they come in there and put their hand in him and feel around. Could not find the bullet.
And there was no exit wound, they said, on the back.
Yeah, so there you go. It's
where did it go? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so, .32 caliber is not a huge caliber, but enough to kill you. Obviously, he got infected, really, is what's doomed him. Let me ask you about the tariffs, because Donald Trump didn't do a lot. I mean, he did quite a few, but he didn't do as many as he's threatening to change and manipulate and to force, you know, Canada. The next day, okay, Mr. President, 10,000 troops, $1.9 billion to secure the northern border. Mexico, 10,000 troops. We're also going to reinstate this stay in Mexico policy. Why was it that Trump didn't use these tariffs more often, you think, in his first term?
I don't know. One thing, you know, he came in his first term, and he said this himself. You know, he was kind of just feeling his way around. He's coming in in this time. He says, this is what I'm going to do. And with him, as the businessman, a lot of these things were, even when he came out and he said he was going to do this, people that knew him says, this is an opening bargaining position with him.
Yeah.
You know? And then he wants to see what they will do. Who would ever want to bargain with Donald Trump on a business deal? I probably, you know, I that is not my talent. I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
No. I would love to try it, but I'm sure he'd probably end up kicking my butt. But the thing, did you see that that press statement? Fox News reporter Ducey asked him about Linda McMahon. Did you see that one I sent this morning?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, I told you they're going to end the Department of Education. You bet me right here on this show that he couldn't do it.
Well, and, I do have one question.
Yes.
Listen, some of the things, if something's created by Congress.
Yes.
Then it's going to have to be
defunded by Congress.
By Congress. Congress has got to. Some of these things he can do with executive action. Some of them he cannot. We do have a separation of powers doctrine.
Here's how he's going to do it. Because in that statement, you heard him say he wants to give the funding back to the states.
It's a good
let
idea.
The states run it.
Yes.
Dude, that's our 10th Amendment clause that you and I talk about all the time.
Right.
Well, here's how you do it. This is really simple. This is so simple, it's unbelievable. Governor Gretchen Whitmer just announced her proposed budget for next year. She wants to raise it to $10,000 per pupil. We've never spent that much money on kids. Okay, no problem. You get the 10 grand per kid, but guess what? They can go to any school they want. They can go to a private school, they can go to charter school, they can go to cyber school, they can go to a public school. The way you dangle the carrot is with the money. And he's going to say, we're shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. We're getting rid of the 72,000 employees they have. We're going to eliminate the secretary completely. And we're going to send all this money back to the states. Do you know how much money would come here as a result of that money going directly from Washington directly to Lansing? And then, if you want the money, Whitmer, this is the way you have to do it. No strings attached. The money follows the kids. The kids, the parents, decide where they want to go, where they want to use the voucher. It's game over. I think this would be such an overwhelmingly popular policy that I think Congress would be forced to vote for it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, in Michigan, the Michigan Constitution, it states that no money can be used from the from our budget to fund any parochial school.
Yes. Yes, in our state constitution.
Yes.
However, constitutions can be changed, as we very well know, according to Proposal 3. You can change your constitution.
Sure, but I can guarantee you there would be a gigantic fight to change that.
Well, guess what? We're going into a very important election in 26, and this gives our governor candidates an opportunity to say, I'm on board with President Trump. I will push for a legislative, the elected officials driven elective referendum to put it on our ballot to change our state constitution so we can, in fact, use that money for charter schools, cyber schools. Competition in school is what the problem is.
Oh,
they've
I
had
agree.
Such a monopoly. There's no competition. That's why, you know, like Donald Trump said in that thing I sent you, we're 40th out of 40 for results, but yet we're number one in spending. I mean, it's broken, Pastor Chatfield. We got to fix it.
I know that. Yep. Let's say the Republicans hang together and put that
on the ballot.
On the ballot. Then it's going to be millions and millions of dollars to get the voters to see the wisdom of it when they vote for it.
Sure.
So we shall
game
see.
On, baby. Game
okay.
on.
Okay. Okay.
Now, getting back to McKinley, I wanted to ask you specifically, because you mentioned that in Congress was actually his claim to fame. That's the guy, that's where it started. But then he became president and pushed it even further.
Yes.
Do you, in your doing your research for today's lesson, do you see a direct correlation to what Donald Trump's doing now in 2025 compared to what McKinley did in his first term as president?
Yes. But here's the only difference. That's what we did as a country.
Back in the day?
We had tariffs. Oh, protective tariffs. You're protectionism. They
right.
try. And the question was only how high the tariffs should be. Let me make this point again. I've said it many times on your program. Tariffs were the tax of choice of the founders of this country. Alexander Hamilton, he believed in tariffs. Originally, in our Constitution, as you very well know, there mm-hmm. was no income tax.
None.
We didn't have an income tax until the 16th Amendment.
16th Amendment screwed it all up.
So tariffs have been a part of our history.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln was for tariffs. Washington was for tariffs. The Federalist Party, the Whig Party, and the Republican Party under McKinley, they were for the tariffs. It's only in the last 50 years that what the people that we called neoconservatives, neocons, they're the ones that said, oh, no, free trade, no tariffs. That wasn't a Republican idea. It's ironic that, you know, the unions in our country, they were the ones that were wanting some protective tariffs. And then when I use the word protective tariff, everybody thinks like, oh, well, that's terrible. You're for protective tariffs. I say, well, yes. You know, it's like today it's cold out. I put a coat on to protect myself from the cold. We want American businesses to prosper more than we want Chinese businesses to prosper or the Chinese government that runs their businesses. Why wouldn't we want to protect our industries? America first.
Absolutely.
That's just common sense. And I make this argument. Now, let me just say this. Oh, yes, it's true. If you have a protective tariff, sometimes prices rise, at least temporarily for everybody. I get that. Because foreign competition, who basically uses slave labor to make their products, they can ship that stuff over here, and it's cheaper.
Yep.
Often. But we want to protect American business. If for no other reason than for national security. If we ever, God forbid, have a war, we want to be able to make all the things we need for war in our own country to protect America. Here's what George Washington said in his farewell address. He said, two things guide our foreign policy, justice and enlightened self-interest. Oh, in other words, and Washington said this, we do things for what's best for us. Now, we do have to, we have justice, we're going to do what's right. But enlightened self-interest. Every country does that. And President Trump has said that so many times. Look, every country watches out for themselves. and we're going to watch out for ourselves. I loved it when, see, the left, they see here, they come out here and they cry. They cry out, oh, protectionism. Oh, President Trump and this America versus is so selfish or something. That's ridiculous. That's what every country does. Duh.
What every country should do.
Yes, and that's true, too. Of course they do.
I mean, that's even in the Bible.
Yes. It's the universal law of self-love I've talked about many times.
Yes, sir.
I mean, God built, made every human being with this general sense that when we're hungry, we eat. We feed ourselves first. We feed our family. We love our country first. Ourselves, our Lord, our country, our family, our own. That is the way God made us.
And every country and their citizens should be doing the same thing.
And they do, by and large. And that's what President Trump says. They are doing it. We're just going to do what they've been doing. And
sure.
People can't see that. Here's the deal. We still have, I looked this up this week, 30% of the world's wealth still dwells in the United States. Everybody wants our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the
our
way it
land,
is.
Our resources, everything.
Because we have it.
Yes, we
don't,
do.
Don't kid yourself. And what George Washington said this too. It's folly to think that, oh, we saved France in two wars. Oh, they're really our friend. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
France and whoever, they're doing what's in their own, what they perceive to be in their self-interest. And so are we. And so are we. Now, I wanted to turn eventually to the idea of imperialism. Right after President Trump made the announcement about us, quote, taking over Gaza.
Gaza.
I turned to CNN and MSNBC. I said, I wonder if their heads are blowing off here.
Oh, yeah.
And they were. All this is imperialism. And then, get this, the whole notion that, you know what, we're not going to let Hamas come back to Gaza and rebuild it and do exactly the same thing again. This has been going on for about, well, right all the way back to 1948.
Sure.
They hate Israel. They will do whatever it takes to destroy Israel. Well, no, Pastor Chadfield, not if we help them and win their hearts and minds and souls and rebuild their country. No, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. And President Trump just looks at it, that can't happen. So we are going to.
And you know the basis reason why. They're Muslims. Pure and simple. They absolutely despise the Jewish people, the Jewish faith. And it is in the Quran that you must get these people to convert or you have to kill them. I mean, it's right in the Quran. Just read it.
Plus, it's in the Bible that the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac and then Jacob have been at odds with each other for 3,000 years.
Yes.
There is no fixing that. Now, by the way, here's another thing that we could do. And what if Trump comes up, so all the people say, no, we can't do that. You're practicing ethnic cleansing. Well,
yep.
These people living next to us continually try to kill us.
Right.
If your neighbor kept throwing bombs into your house, wouldn't you want them to move?
Yep. Or kill them. That's the only way you're going to get rid of it. We're going to talk about the 16th Amendment. I got a couple of text messages on that, but we'll continue on conversation with Pastor Chadfield over William McKinley tariffs and all of it. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.